September 11. Why did it happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Ministry of Answers in Genesis, which is proclaiming the authority of the Bible from its very first verse. Ken, we all know why the towers of the World Trade Center in New York City were destroyed on 9/11 a few years ago, but what do you mean here by why it happened?
Well, it's true about the terrorist attacks directed at the Twin Towers, but that's not the ultimate reason as to why this terrorist attack happened. Let me say something that might startle people, and I want to be careful. You see, I visited the site in July, and it really was quite moving. But what happened at the World Trade Center in 2001, in reality, is no different to what happens every day and in every country of the world. You see, each day, evil people do evil things, and many die. It shouldn't really be a shock to learn that these horrible things happen, and people do die. You see, because we're all sinners, being descendants of the first man, Adam, death and suffering is now a normal part of this abnormal world. And ever since Adam sinned, people have suffered and died. You see, death is the penalty for sin. That's why each person needs to be ready for death, to have faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died to pay the penalty for our sin.
Are you aware that the Bible actually provides the account of the true history of our earth and universe? Thus, the exciting topic of one of our free booklets written by Ken Ham, and it's available on our website free at AnswersRadio.com.